when you would have been like very young, were there any?
Huh?
When you had been very young, like in Rath, some of the Amelias would still have been around.
Huh?
When you were very young, like growing up, like you were only three or four miles from Tristan or less.
Mm.
It's about that, 2 miles maybe.
Three miles across anyway.
But who would have been at home then? Was Katie there?
Well, there was Katie and there was Bill.
Willie.
And Ned. And George. Young George was in it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
time. That's all was in it.
In the home place?
In the home place.
And who, Victor Mealy, who was Victor's father?
Victor?
Yeah.
Victor was a son of Ned's.
Ned's son.
He was Ned's son.
And that programme on the radio, he does a lot of talking. He's a lovely speaking voice.
Yeah, that's right.
Victor, yeah. Mm. And when did he die?
I don't know how many years he's dead now.
I don't know, he's a good many years.
I can't tell you how many years he's dead. He must be 7 or 8 years dead, isn't
it?
Oh,
he's more.
More?
Oh, that he is.
Aye.
That's so.
But he didn't have any of the family pipes, did he? Or?
He was learning them too.
Victor
and you see Katie didn't want him, and she was contrary with him. So that he couldn't learn, he couldn't practice, or she wouldn't let him.
Sometimes the women are a bit contrary.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Wasn't there a famous story about?
But not always, not always Geraldine.
She was contrary.
Poor Tommy Rex's wife, who was a lovely woman,
mm-hmm.
and everyone thought she was an ogre. Because she was trying to stop him drinking because the drinking was killing him.
And she was stone deaf.
That's what happened.
She was stone deaf altogether.
Who was stone deaf?
Katie was.
Yeah. Katie. But she was able to, George used to talk to her, and she was able to read his lips, you see. She knew what he was saying, and he often would tell her off, you know, and he was listening to him, telling her off, and she'd give a grin at her. She'd know well what he was after saying. Yeah. In his own mind, you know, she couldn't hear him.
But she'd pretend.
She'd be able to know the lips what he was about to say. Swear nothing at all.
It was just when she got older, she got deaf.
She was deaf for years.
But she played a concertina.
Oh, she was in bed. She was in bed above in the parlour. They had her moved down to the parlour, and she was in bed in it. And there was a wardrobe inside in it, you see, and there was bottles of whiskey and brandy and stuff in it. So George would go up for her to get something out of the press to bring down, and it's a bottle of brandy he'd bring down, you see.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, the corner, she'd be watching him, and he was able to fool her just the same, he'd get out. But she didn't mind, she thought, she thought the word of him, George. She reared him, you see.
Louisa's.
She reared him, she thought the word of him.
Twin brother.
No matter what he done,
he's
forgiven.
And they would have been older.
They
would have been older than ye, Louisa and George.
Louisa and George was twins.
And they were older than you, because they were Letitia's.
Oh, they were. Yeah. After they were grown, they must be 6 or 7 years of age when my father married again. In 18.
Who was your mother?
Pardon?
What was your mother's name?
Maggie Timms.
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 From Arda.
Yeah.
Then Louisa went off to Canada when she was young.
Very narrow boy.